From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, September 6, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Describing their actions as a, quote, colossal failure of judgment, Maine Governor Janet Mills today sharply criticized a Sagadahoc County Sheriff's deputy and Army Reserve commanders for not doing more to stop the gunman responsible for the Lewiston mass shootings last year. As Steve Missler reports, the governor also defended the Maine law designed to remove firearms from dangerous people.
Mills fully endorsed the findings by the commission that she created to investigate the shootings. It largely blames Sagadahoc County Sergeant Aaron Schofield for not using Maine's yellow flag law to disarm the gunman before he carried out his rampage. It also faults the gunman's army commanders for downplaying the threat he posed and not following up after he was released from a psychiatric hospital. Mills did the same, repeatedly singling out Schofield for failing to initiate the yellow flag process and for canceling a statewide bulletin that said the gunman was armed and dangerous.
Instead, that deputy attempted to pass off the responsibility for securing that man's weapons to his family. He canceled the File 6 warning about this armed and dangerous perpetrator, and he closed the case.
Schofield has strongly disputed such characterizations, but Mills suggested that voters in Sagadahoc County read the commission's report before casting a vote for him in this year's sheriff's race. Mills also defended Maine's yellow flag law, which has come under scrutiny as it can only be initiated by a police officer and requires a mental health assessment. She noted that the law has been used 330 times in the 318 days since the shootings. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
A coalition of environmental planning and transportation groups is advocating for alternatives to the controversial Gorham Connector project. The Maine Turnpike Authority has proposed a toll road that would run from Exit 45 in South Portland to the Gorham Bypass at Route 114. Paul Drynan is with the Bicycle Coalition of Maine and the group Mainers for Smarter Transportation. Drynan says the group has a long list of recommendations, which include improving the shoulders along nearby roads, adding bike lanes, and
simply replacing some of the existing traffic lights with roundabouts would reduce congestion and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We could also convert some of the old traffic lights to what they call smart lights.
The group also believes that outdated and flawed traffic data are being used to make the case for the project. The Gorham Connector has been on hold as new leadership comes on board at the Turnpike Authority. The authority said today that it would undertake additional research to study the impacts of the pandemic and the state's climate goals on traffic in the area. A settlement has reportedly been reached in the wrongful death lawsuit over the disappearance of 20-month-old Ayla Reynolds in 2011. Ayla's mother, Trista Reynolds, filed the lawsuit in 2018 after a judge declared Ayla legally dead. The lawsuit named Ayla's father, Justin DiPietro, and his mother and sister, Phoebe and Alicia DiPietro. News Center Maine reported Thursday that a settlement had been reached, citing Phoebe and Alicia DiPietro's attorney, Laura Mayer, who could not be reached for comment on Friday. Ayla Reynolds' disappearance prompted the largest and most expensive criminal investigation in Maine's history. Some members of Maine's Gambling Control Unit are pushing back against a no-confidence vote in the unit's executive director. Earlier this week, 9 casino safety inspectors accused Milton Champion of retaliation and creating a, quote, deeply dysfunctional and toxic workplace. Today, a group that includes the unit's deputy director, office assistants, and others released a letter expressing, quote, unwavering support for Champion. The group says Champion has always made them feel welcomed and valued, and that they're concerned about the negative claims against him. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org. Join us tomorrow at 8 for Weekend Edition with Carol Bousquet. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.